From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Harshan Ratanpal. Columbia City leaders are urging Police Chief Jill Schlute to speed up the implementation of a program that would have mental health professionals accompany police officers on 911 calls with suicidal subjects. The Columbia, Missourian report, Schlute told city council members on Monday that part of the reason for the delay is the coordination between many other organizations involved, like the fire department, public health officials, and the state's suicide and crisis lifeline. Mayor Barbara Buffalo offered to help speed up communication among the various agencies. The four-year delay is also being caused by ongoing discussions of how the program would work and when mental health professionals would be dispatched. Programs in the Jefferson City School District are being given over $25,000 by the JC Schools Foundation. KOMU News reports that 18 educational programs encompass various areas like math, literacy, and leadership development. Many educators were surprised by the award, including physical science teacher Corinna Henderson. She says the money will help her buy supplies her classroom needs.
The science teacher upstairs on the third floor, that's the day program, has let me borrow from her. Which, no problem, but I'm going to have my own set.
The grants range from $500 for individual classrooms to $5,000 for schools and are funded by local businesses and individuals, including some alumni. Members of the Missouri Farm Bureau are urging members of Congress to renew the Farm Bill this year and have taken their message to Washington, D.C. Agriculture is Missouri's largest economic driver, bringing in $94 billion annually. KBIA's Abigail Landwehr has more.
The Missouri Farm Bureau makes a legislative visit every year by taking the trip from Missouri farms to Washington, D.C. Spencer Tuma is the Bureau's Director of National Legislative Affairs. She says more than 90 members visited with lawmakers last week.
The more we can bring that agricultural connection to Washington and tell our story, the more impactful we can be as an organization, and the more helpful our policymakers can be to folks who are back home in rural America.
One of the topics discussed was the importance of updating the Farm Bill, which lawmakers failed to renew last year. This legislation has a big impact on how and what Missouri farmers can produce. The Farm Bill is meant to be renewed about every 5 years, but instead, the 2018 bill was extended to September to avoid a government shutdown. Tuma says recent years have given farmers drier conditions and steeper expenses to work with. Missouri farmers are calling for the updated Farm Bill to address these new factors. I'm Abigail Landwehr, KBIA News.
The first over-the-counter birth control pill approved in the U.S. can now be bought online without a prescription. KOMU News reports Missouri health leaders say it will help lessen barriers Missourians face when seeking contraceptive care. However, its retail price of $20 per month may cause issues for people with low incomes. I'm Harshan Ratanpal, KBIA News, Columbia.